Hi, this is Cynthia, bringing you Citizen Z on Jamet.fm. On the show, myself and my lovely guests that I'll be bringing from time to time would be sharing with you on our cultural heritage as Africans. The good, the bad, and the not so great. So, if you, like me, and other members of my generation have had your Africanness or the lack of it questioned, then this show is for you. Welcome to this week's edition of Citizen Z. Hello there. Welcome to another amazing episode of Citizen Z. I am still your host, Cynthia Omar. Y'all know how I like to bring you really, really, really super duper interesting topics. Now, today, what I'll be talking about is something really basic, something that is a reality that has become the reality of every single person around the world. I'm talking about how that indoors has become the new outdoors. If you are human, if you are alive in this age and time that we are, no matter where you are in the world, you know that pretty much every country of the world, I think, okay, maybe not every country of the world, but it's become a thing that everybody has had to stay indoors for a while now. In most places, it's gradually easing up. People are gradually going out, but like I said, everyone has had a taste of having to stay indoors due to coronavirus. Don't tell me who I sound like. I've been looking for a way to use that line, and I am so glad I finally used it. I feel like I've done me proud. Seriously though, every person has had to be indoors for a while now because of coronavirus. Life has moved on. I mean, life has continued. And truth is, 5 months ago or last year, there were certain activities that we all carried out on a daily basis that if we were told would come to a halt all of a sudden, I mean, would have said no way. I, for one, for example, cannot believe that in Lagos State, we have had over 2 months containing 8 weekends plus X that we have not had a single Owambe. It is the one thing that I could never, ever have seen coming. I mean, how would there not be Owambe? How? Like, only Corona could have done this. I mean, what else could have possibly made Lagos State not record any Owambe in 8 Saturdays? I mean, think about it. But it has happened and life has continued. You, as a person, if anybody had told you that for some reason you would not have to wake up in the morning, if you're a Lagosian who, you know, does the usual morning ritual, wake up by 4 or 4:30, you know, you have to leave the house before 5, 5:30, or else you get stuck in traffic and you're late to work. If anybody had told you some months back or last year that you would have to stay at home and not face that Lagos stress, I mean, would you have believed? I laugh because it's funny. I was having a conversation with my friend the other day and I was telling the person that I miss Lagos conductors. I know. I miss them. I miss Wale Kweli change. I actually miss banting with a conductor. Like, me only change because he got a licensee, you know, or that's if you have strong head though, if you have extra crease on your head, or just quietly entering the bus. You know that you don't have change. You have heard the conductor shouting, enter with your change. And, you know, there's just this Lagos spirit in you. You will still enter because, my dear, if you do enter, you will sleep in that bus stop. So you enter and then by the time you stretch the 1K to the conductor, it's about to go down. I miss that. I do. I really do miss it. And I'm glad that gradually everything is getting eased down. And this morning, I was able to enter bus, but we couldn't even drag because it's like, even conductors don't have strength again because it's 2 people per seat. So there's no dragging, no give me change, nothing like that. Everybody's respecting yourself. I mean, this is not the Lagos I know and love. I want my Lagos back. Speaking about going out today, in relation to indoors being the new outdoors, friends and family, I've been at home, JJ, you know, just sleeping, waking up, do a little bit of work, eat, you know, loving my new life. And today I decide, let me go to the studio now. Let me make some magic for these people, you know. Let me go around, see some friends, see some cousins, and then get to the studio and record magic for you people because you know I love you. And a bed pooped on me. You heard that right. I got pooped on by a bed. But that was not even the anointing. The anointing was the people who gathered me and were saying, you will have money. Oh, this is a sign. You'll be very rich. It was annoying. I just smelled my shirt. I still smell like poop, you know. And even though for some reason my producer thinks I still smell great, I smell like poop because I came out. And not just further buttresses what it is that I'm talking about today. Indoors is the new outdoors. I have come to know and love the life indoors. And if you've not loved it, man, I don't know. Well, you did. It's not like you had a choice anyway. You had to be indoors, you know, and it's been amazing. It's been amazing, really, because like I said earlier, life continued. Life continued. People started working from home. People who did not think that they could do their work from home. Some people did jobs that didn't require them to use laptop or phones or the internet have found a way around it. Yes, a carpenter that could not come to my friend's house to nail her cupboard. They did a video call with the guy and the guy was telling them. You see, who would have thought that anybody would do video call with their carpenter to say, how am I going to nail this thing? But you see, coronavirus is making magic happen, you know. So, and even more interesting, I was having this conversation with my producer just now and he was saying he had not even heard of that. People have started having Zoom weddings. People have been getting married in this lockdown. Yes. Just connect your laptop to Zoom and send people the link. Like my friend, the love of my life and I are getting married by 5 p.m. on Zoom and people join in. Party. The only difference is that there's no jollof rice. People are getting married. People are moving on with their lives. Life is going on. And if you ask me, that's just me, like I said, if you ask me, I am loving this. I am loving it because of the new ways that it is making us see possibilities that we never imagined before. I just mentioned the case of a carpenter who was able to put somebody through. And even though they could not pay him full payment, but they had to pay him something because he was giving his expertise. I mean, you would not have known how to go about that. You're not a carpenter. It's not just everybody. It's not just to carry nail and hammer and nail it, you know. So he lent his expertise and he got paid for it. I mean, quite all right. He didn't get the full payment he would have gotten if he had gone physically to get the job done. But he did get something for it. And life is moving on. Schools, you know. I did a podcast about the educational system in Nigeria and how it has pretty much been brought to a halt. But my guest was able to counter me and say that there are some schools who have adopted online learning. And so he even said his school in particular, I don't know what school it is, are at the moment running exams for their secondary school students. And it's amazing. Life is going on. Indoors have become the new outdoors. Aha, that reminds me. Sometime during the lockdown, when it was still very hot, I remember there was a time an app was trending, House Party. I don't know if that's the name of the app, but that's how I remember. House Party. People were having... Seriously, people were having parties from their phones. Everybody just connects and, you know, you see the other person drinking beer and playing music. It's a high up and I never joined any of those apps, you know. I do a dead party on a normal day. It's now I'll be so desperate that I'll not go and join House Party online, please. So, but people did it and it was fine. It was good. It was fun. So the simple length and breadth of what I am trying to bring out from all of this conversation is that you as a person have to be prepared for any possibility at all. Seriously, if coronavirus has taught us anything, impossible is nothing. That's one thing. That's like the major thing it has taught us. A lot of things that we never imagined. Some people during this lockdown said they never even went out to see the sun. Because everybody just scared that maybe your neighbor has gone out and touched the railings and you don't want to, you know, get coronavirus from there and stuff. So people were indoors and who would have imagined that you're not sick, you're not tied to a bed, but you just can't go out. And offices have adopted the online system of working. Some schools have adjusted. Weddings, that one blows my mind. Weddings have become something that you can do online. It's pretty amazing if you ask me, so. Simply put, open up yourself to possibilities. Be flexible enough to go with the flow of what life brings. All right? So, I have mentioned how Zoom weddings have been happening. Carpentry services have been offered over video calls. Schools have moved to the online system. But what I really want to know is how it has been for you. How has your indoor experience been? You that you are dating. Hey, I see people thought I would not come for you. Of course I did. I want to know How is this lockdown experience like for you? Especially those of you who have a long distance relationship. You know, I can't relate. It was bliss for me, but I want to know, really, what was it like for you? A lot of people talked about I was able to squash my goals and stuff. And other people said, despite having all the time in the world, they couldn't do anything at all. And then I also would like to know, do you prefer this life? Because if I'm being honest, I do. I totally am game for indoor being the new outdoor. Like, let's all just be in our house. The only reason we should go out is because it's absolutely necessary, you know? So I want to hear what it was like for you. I want to know if this is the kind of life that you totally love, or if you just want things to go back to normal. You want to, you know, go back to screaming at conductors and going to O1Bears and stuff like that. I really want to hear what you think. All you have to do is leave a comment using the hashtag CitizenZ. I love feedback, okay? It makes me know that I'm in your ears and you're hearing me. I know how creepy that sounds, but yeah, I'm in your ears and you hear me and you connect with me, all right? So leave me a comment, share your experiences with me using the hashtag CitizenZ, hashtag jam it. All right, you know how we do it, yeah? Leave a like, subscribe, totally subscribe for more content. You do not want to be missing out on anything amazing that I bring, okay? Thank you for listening. Do enjoy the rest of your week. Bye-bye.
CitizenZ is produced by Cynthia Omo and Aiko Rizu. This episode was edited and mixed and mastered by Aiko Rizu. CitizenZ is a production of Jamit Media.